Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on daf Yud Amud Beis at the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss in what position, standing, sitting, etc., one should be when saying Krishna. As we have said many times, the mitzvah of Krishna, of learning Krishna twice daily, Krishma shel Shakris and Krishma shel Arvis, is derived from the pasuk in Krishma where we say B'shachbecha uf kumecha. And now the Mishnah will use that pasuk to teach us further halachas about Krishma. B'shamay say Be'erev kol adam yatav yikra. In the evening, when a person is learning Krishma shel Arvis, he shall first lay down and only then he should say the Krishma. B'boiker, but in the morning, Yamid, a person should stand when saying the Krishma. Shinamar, because he uses the pasuk that we just used, b'shapacha u'kamecha, when you lay down and when you get up. So b'shapacha means when you lay down, so you should lay down for Krishma shel Arvis. U'kamecha means you should stand up, that means you should stand up for the Krishma shel Arvis. Beisila imrim, have a beisila say, kol ardam kari kadarkai. Each person should say Krishma in any way he prefers. Shenemar uvelechtecha b'derech. Since the pasuk says uvelechtecha b'derech, it means any way as you go, any way that you care. Because if you're on the way, you're certainly not standing or laying. Ask the Mishnah according to Beis Hillel, what will they do with the pasuk the Beis Shammah used? Imkein lama nemar uvelechtecha b'derech, which seemingly indicates that Krishma should be said either when you're laying down or when you're standing. So the Mishnah answers, Beis Hillel uses the pasuk of B'shapach of Kamecha not to tell us the position one should be in when he's learning Krishma. Rather, it teaches us B'shash b'nei Adam Shaychvim or B'shash b'nei Adam Oindim. The pasuk is coming to teach us the proper time for saying Krishma. It should be said when people lay down to sleep, either as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, it means at the time people go to sleep or at the time people are sleeping, of Kamecha, the time people get up. Rav Tarfon, the Mishnah quotes a story. Rav Tarfon said, Aniya Yisi Baba Derech, I was on the road, V'tisi Likrois Kidri Beishamai. And when it came time to say Krishma Shel Arvis, I specifically lay down to say it because I wanted to follow the words of Beishamai. Sikanti Atzmi Pnei Elistim. Doing so, I put myself in danger because of bandits who might have attacked me while I was laying there. Amrloi, so Chazal told him, Kedei ha'yisa loch ba'atzmcha. Had they attacked you, it would have come to you. Shavata Adir Beisil, because you went against what Beisil said. What Beisil said, you don't have to lay down and you lay down. Begins the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Bishlama Beis Hillel resolve all issues of the pasuk. Kamefarshe Tamayu, because they explain the pasuk for themselves. B'tamei de Beis Shammai, and also they explain what they will do with the proof Beis Shammai set forth for their position. What they will do, in other words, with all the pesukim that were mentioned in the Beis Mishnah. El Beis Shammai, have a Beis Shammai, my Tamil Yomik Beis Hillel. Why don't they explain the pasuk like Beis Hillel, which seems to indicate of Lechtecha B'derech that you can lay Krishma in any position? Amalach Beis Shammai answers Beis Shammai. If all B'shapach of Kamecha were coming to teach us was the time for saying Krishma, in came name a crow, the biker b'erev. It would have been adequate for the pasuk just to say the biker in the morning, b'erev in the evening, that there's a chiv to say Krishma in the morning and the evening. My b'shach b'chov kamecha. Why did the Torah go out of the way to mention when you lay down and when you get up in that way? No, zok b'shamai. What the pasuk must be coming to teach us is b'shchah shchiv shchiv mamish. The Krishma should be said at sleeping time, meaning the Krishma shel Arvis should be said in a laying position. B'shas kima, the Krishma that's said in the morning should be said kima mamish in a standing position. Ask the Gemara Uvei Shammai, according to Uvei Shammai, Hai v'lechtach v'derech by Avad Lahu. Good. They've explained why v'shabachov k'mecha is a strong indication that the Pasuk is teaching not just the time for Krishma, but also the position that should be taken when reciting the Shema. But Beis Hillel also had a proof from the words of v'lechtach v'derech that are mentioned in the Pasuk, which seems to say even when you're on the road, not dafka standing or laying. What will they do with v'lechtach v'derech? Answers the Gemara. That Pasuk, according to Beis Shammai, is required for this limud. Hahumi ba'ile, that Pasuk is required l'chetanya. V'shivtach v'beisecha, when you're sitting in your home, prat, it comes to exclude lo'isiv mitzvah. One is occupied with performing a mitzvah, is exempt from saying the Krishma. V'lechtach v'derech, the pasuk continues, when you are going on the way, prat l'chasen, this comes to exclude a bridegroom who is preoccupied with the thought of performing the mitzvah. B'kan amru, this is the basis for the halacha of a koinis as a psula, one who marries a virgin, potter is exempt from saying Krishma. However, as almana, if somebody is marrying a widow, chayiv, he's chayiv to say the Krishma. So according to Beis Shammai, the pasuk of a shivtacha, veisacha, v'lechtacha, v'derech are coming to teach us the dinim of Isaac, a mitzvah, or a chosin, and they're not there to teach us that Krishma could be mentioned in any position. Before, so now the Gemara, as it mentioned, the Braisa, attempts to clarify this halacha. My mashma, how do we understand from this pasuk of a shivtach v'esecha, v'letach v'derech, that somebody who's oisek mitzvah, somebody who's occupied with a mitzvah, does not have to say Krishma? Omra papa ki derech, because they're comparing it to a way. Ma derech rishus, just like derech means that he's going on his own travels for his own needs, afkol rishus, so to any activity must be interrupted to say the Krishma. But what kind of activity? An activity that somebody's doing because he wants to do it. But if somebody's doing an activity that is non-discretionary, a mitzvah, that does not interrupt the chiyuv. One does not have to interrupt that activity to say Krishma. Ask the Gemara, who told you that a v'lechtach v'derech means that he's going for his own personal travel? Perhaps the pasuk is talking the ka'azul dvar mitzvah, that he's going to do a mitzvah. And yet, v'afil hocha omrachmana likri, still the Torah Kedoshah tells us that he must say the Krishma. Answers the Gemara, if that was pshat, imkein lichtach kra, it would have been adequate that the Torah should say b'shevus b'leches, when you're sitting and while you're walking. My b'shiftecha, when the Torah adds the suffix of a chaf at the end of b'shevus, uvelechtecha, the Torah adds the chaf at the end of the word leches, the Torah is teaching us b'shevus didach uvelechech didach hu d'mechayus. Only when you're occupied with your own sitting and with your own going are you obligated to stop and say the Krishma. Ha the mitzvah. But if you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, b'tiris, you're exempt from saying the Krishma. Ihachi, if that's the pshat in the pasuk, asked the Gemara, the second din that was mentioned in the braisa was that a chosin who's marrying a psula, a virgin, potter in a krishma. But if he's marrying an almana, if he's marrying a widow, he's chayv in krishma. But the question is, if we're saying that anybody who's doing a mitzvah is potter from saying Krishma, so what's the difference if he's marrying a psula or a mona? Isn't he doing a mitzvah? Even one who's marrying a mona should be potter from Krishma. Answers the Gemara, hi Torah. The man marrying a virgin is preoccupied with the marriage, therefore he can't concentrate properly on saying the Shema, and he's exempt. However, Hai Loi Torid, the one that's marrying a widow is not preoccupied, and therefore he's able to concentrate properly and he could say the Krishna. So right now, how is the Gemara learning? The Gemara is learning that the Chiv, the obligation or the Ptor to say Krishna, is based on one's mental status. Ask the Gemara, if it's based on a mental status, meaning that if somebody's preoccupied, he doesn't have the proper concentration to say the Krishna, imshem terda, if the point is that he's preoccupied, so I feel a tavas yom nami, somebody whose boat is drowning, and he's obviously very preoccupied with that serious situation, should also be exempt from Krishna, because he can't concentrate properly. The Chitema, Hochinami, and if you'll say that Taka, that truly so, he's Potter from the Krishna when he has a preoccupation of something. Alama Omarab Abrazab Domarav, Oval Chai Bechom Mitzvah Samus Betorah. An Oval, somebody who's a mourner, who lost one of the people who he has to sit Shiva for, is Chayiv in all mitzvahs that the Torah obligates us in, Chutz Min HaTfilin, except for Tfilin. Because tefillin, there's a sherei nema ben pe'er, tefillin are called glory, they're called a crown. Shenema, as the pasuk says, pircha chovesh alecha, your glory should be on your head. This is a pasuk by Yecheskel. When Yecheskel's wife died, he was told by Nevuah that even though there are certain practices that normally an avel, a mourner, should not do, he should do. One of the things he was told was that even though normally an Avel does not wear tefillin, you, Yecheskel, should wear tefillin. So, it teaches us that normally an Avel doesn't. But what's the point? The only mitzvah that the Torah exempts an Avel from is tefillin. Because if an Avel is potter from all mitzvahs, we wouldn't need a special pasuk to exempt him from tefillin. But if we're saying now somebody who's preoccupied is potter from a mitzvah, he should be potter from all mitzvahs, answers the Gemara, there's a difference between a bridegroom and an ovel. Hasam Torah to the mitzvah. Somebody who's marrying a psula is busy with a mitzvah. Masha Enkein, Hacha Torah to the Shus. True, he's preoccupied. He can't concentrate properly. But still, he also cannot, he can't concentrate properly. But it's not because of a mitzvah, it's only because of his personal status. So at this point, we are learning that to be exempt from the mitzvah Krishna, there has to be two requirements. He has to have a tirda. He has to be preoccupied, and it has to be a mitzvah. That's why an Ovel who has tirda, but it's not a mitzvah, is chayiv, and that's why somebody who marries an almana, true, he is doing a mitzvah, but he doesn't have a tirda, and that's why he's pata. Now, the Gemara said that according to Beis Shammai, the exemption of a chassin or a paisik for mitzvah is from a v'lechtecha begerach. But now, the Gemara learned this from B'Shapacha of Kamecha. So according to Beis Shammai, what will the Gemara, they do with the words of Alechtecha B'Derech? Or Beis Shammai, what will they do with Alechtecha B'Derech? Because they've already learned B'Shapacha of Kamecha, that's the basis for the Torah of Oisei Mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Mibayle Prat L'Shluchei Mitzvah. They need this pasuk to teach us that somebody who is sent to perform a mitzvah, even though they're not actually currently doing a mitzvah, they're still potter from saying the Krishna. Now, according to Beis Hillel say, true, this pasuk is here to teach us that all the people we just exempted from saying Krishna are exempt. So how could they use the pasuk as we did in the Mishnah, to exempt somebody from, to teach us also that somebody could be standing or sitting? The answer, true, they're The main point of the pasuk is to teach us the exemption, but in the course of that, the Torah still used the word of belechtecha b'derech, that Krishma could said while on the way, which indicates that you don't have to be sitting or standing to saying it. Before we go further, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this p'tor of a chassan who's busy getting married to psula is part for Krishma is not relevant nowadays. And the explanation given is because in ancient times, people had the proper concentration when they said Krishma. Only when they had these special circumstances of being a chassan and being specifically preoccupied, that's when he didn't say Krishma. However, nowadays, unfortunately, none of us have the proper concentration really ever. We can't say that we never let our minds wander when we say Krishma. And therefore, even a chassan should say Krishma nowadays. Tanarabon. The Bryson now will mention, will explain Beis Hillel's position. Beis Hillel Omrim, Om de Mekorim, somebody could be standing when he says Krishma. Yosh Mekorim, they could be sitting when they say Krishma. Umat Mekorim, they could be laying and say Krishma. Holchim Adarach Mekorim, they could be on the way and say Krishma. Aysim Malach Mekorim, they could be working and say Krishma. We will learn later in the Gemara that not under all circumstances may one do work when he's saying Krishma. And the Raisa continues with a story. They were resting in a certain place that night. Rashmu was laying down. And Nazario was standing. When this man of Krishma shall arvis came, he to Rebeleza lay down, the Zakar of Ishmael, Rabbi Ishmael stood up. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Ishmael, Ishmael Achi, Ishmael my brother, I'll give you an analogy to what just happened now. It's a parable to somebody. You have a beautiful beard. Amalei, if so, he answers, Yikin negre meshchisim. Let it be cut. Let it go to the scissors. Afkach ata. Kozman shani zoikov. As long as I was standing, atamaita, you were laying down. Achshav, shani tisi. But now when I lay down, atazakafta, you stood up. Meaning, I specifically went out of the way to show you the respect of following your example, and since you were laying, I followed your example and laid down, and as soon as I did that, you immediately jumped up. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel responded to him, Ani asisi kedivrei Beis Hillel. I acted like Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, that Taloch is like, that one does not have to be laying by Krishma Shlavis. However, v'ata asisi kedivrei Beis Shammai, you went out of the way to do like Beis Shammai. V'loyoid, furthermore, Shema Yira Talmidim, I was concerned maybe the Talmidim, the students here, would see you and would think that what you're doing is what's required, and it's required to lay down at night. V'yikvu halach l'dayus. And they will establish that that is the halacha, that one must lay down at Krishma Shavas. Ask the Gemara, my v'loyoid, what did Shmuel mean with the words not only? What he said at the beginning when he said that he was acting according to Beis Hillel, wasn't that a sufficient reason that he should get up? Answers the Gemara as follows. The Chitema, Rav Shmuel was saying like this. Beis Hillel nami yislumatan. As we learned at the beginning of this brisa, Beis Hillel does agree that one may lay down when he's laying Krishma. So I could have remained laying. But when is one permitted to continue laying? Hani Mila, the motive of Asmikar, when he was laying from beforehand, so Beis Hillel says he can continue laying, he doesn't have to get up for Krishma. Aval Hocha, in our situation, Kivan that Ashta have a Zokif, till now you were standing, Vahashta Maitan, all of a sudden now you lay down, Amri, people who will see what you did, they will say, Shema Menoke Beis Shammai Suyuluhu. Obviously, he holds like Beis Shammai that there's a specific requirement to lay down for Krishma Shalavis. And now I'm concerned, Shema, you're at Talmidim. The students may see you doing that, V'yikva Alok L'dairus, and to avoid that, I got up. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Chizkiyahu. Rabbi Cheska taught us, also could the Rabbi Shammai, if somebody acted in accordance with Rabbi Shammai Shita, also he has been mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. Could the Rabbi Hillel, and if somebody acted like Beis Hillel, also he's also been mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. However, Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, also could the Yosef Shammai, if somebody acted like Rabbi Shammai, lo yosef lo klum. According to Rav Yosef, one is forbidden, at least Midrabonin, to follow the Shita by Shammai, by deliberately laying down for the Krishma Shal Arvis, or by deliberately standing off for the Krishma Shal Shachris. And according to Rav Yosef, one who does so, he has not been mekayim the mitzvahs Krishma. Continues the Gemara, the Tana. We all know, in an introduction to the next piece of Gemara, where we find another machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there is halacha during the holiday of Sukkot that everyone has to sit in the sukkah. There are, in the Masechta Sukkah, two issues discussed regarding the structure of the sukkah. One is how large a sukkah must be. Does it have? That's one shaila, one question. Another question is, if the sukkah is the right size, but the person does not have his table inside the sukkah, but rather he has his table inside his house. That means he has his sukkah right next to his house, and the table's in the house, and he's sitting in the sukkah with the table being in the house. Quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, in the Masechta Sukkah. Mishai Rosh Rubu Sukkah, somebody who his head and most of his body is in the sukkah, v'shulchanim sukkah bayis, but his table's inside the house. V'shamai paislim, v'shamai hold, eating the sukkah in such a manner is possible, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're eating outside the sukkah, but Beis Hillel machshir. Beis Hillel say it's fine. Amlan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel tells a story to Beis Shammai. Ma'as Hashokhu Ziknei Beis Shammai Ziknei Beis Hillel. There was a story where the elders of Beis Shammai and the elders of Beis Hillel went Levakris Rabbi Yochanan ben Charonis to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Charonis. Matsu, and they found him Shairoi Shavarub Besukai. Most of his body and his head was in the sukkah, v'shulchanu b'sukkah bayis, and his table was into the height, v'layam lo klum. And the elders, the ziknei Beis Shammai, did not say anything to him for doing this. Obviously, they found nothing wrong with this. Amalehem, so they told him, l'sham raya, there's no, you want to bring a proof in that story, ask heim amrelo, the ziknei Beis Shammai actually did say to Rabbi Yochanan ben Charonis, Im ken ha-yisanoig, if you always acted in this way, where you sat in the sukkah with your table in the house, lo yikiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you will never mekayim mitzvah sukkah. We see that according to Beis Shammai, one who follows the view of Beis Hillel is not considered to have mekayim the mitzvah. So similarly, somebody who follows Beis Shammai Shita, according to Beis Hillel, has not been mekayim the mitzvah. So Rabbi Zoi, how could we say that, how could anybody, isn't this proof that one who follows Beis Shammai is not considered the mitzvah? This therefore is a question on Rabbi Cheskel, who says that if somebody does follow Beis Shammai, has been mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak goes even a step further in telling us how prohibited it is to follow Beis Shammai's teaching. Also, kedivrei Beis Shammai, if somebody follows Beis Shammai's shita chayiv misa, and the proof is from our Mishnah. That now, if we went to our Mishnah, Rav Tarfin taught us, ani ayisi baba derech, I was once going on the way, v'tisa likres kedivrei Beis Shammai, and I lay down to lay in the mitzvah, to say the Krishma shel Arvis, like Beis Shammai, v'sukanti v'atvi b'nei listim, and I was in danger because I might have been attacked by thieves as I was laying there. Amalo, and Chazal told him in our Mishnah, kedai ha'yisa loch v'atzmucha, it was fitting for you to come to such a situation, shavata. So we see how careful one should be in following Beis Hillel's Psak. Continues the Mishnah. We learned earlier in the Masechta that there are Birchas Krishma. Before and after the Krishma, one must, Chazal instituted certain brachas. Teaches us the Mishnah. By Krishma Shal Shachas, we say two brachas Krishma before the Krishma, one afterwards. Or by Erev, and by night, Mavarach Shtayim Ufanev Shtayim Achreel, we make two brachas Krishma before the Krishma, and two afterwards. Achas Arucha, one is a lengthier bracha. We are referring now to the two brachas that are said in the Krishma Shal Arvis. One in the Krishma Shal Arvis after the Krishma. One is, begins the Emes Vamuna and continues until Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. Vach Ktsara Hashkivenu. Even though Tosis explains that the bracha of Hashkivenu is really not that short, but when you compare the bracha of Hashkivenu to the bracha of Emes Amunah, it's shorter, it's relative. Continues the Mishnah, Makush Amra L'Harich, where Chazal told us to say a lengthier bracha, Ein Rishay L'Katzer, one may not say a shorter bracha, L'Katzer, where Chazal told us to say a shorter bracha, Ein Rishay L'Harich, one may not say a lengthier bracha, L'Achtoin, where Chazal told us to conclude the blessing with the words Baruch Ata Hashem, Ein Rishay Shloi Lachtam, you're not allowed to end it without those words. Shloi Lachtam, where Chazal told us not to conclude with the Baruch Ata Hashem, Ein Rishay Lachtam, you're not allowed to end. For example, the Baruchas Nenen, like the Bar Priyo Eitz, Bar Minim Zainas, you don't say the word Baruch Ata at the end again. By many of the Baruchas Krishma, we say the word Baruch at the end of the Baruch. Maim Mevaruch. So the Gemara begins to analyze all of the brachas Krishma. Ask the Gemara what brachas are said before the Krishma, before Krishma Shashakris. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yosha. We go to Dafyut Aleph on the base. Yoitzer Oyer Uvari Choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light and darkness. Ask the Gemara, Lema, why wouldn't it be better to say Yoitzer Oyer Uvari Noiga? God created light and twilight, and what is the advantage of noiga, meaning twilight over darkness? Darkness is depressing. Darkness represents tzaris. Wouldn't it be better to use a bracha that refers twilight, which is not so foreboding? Answers the Gemara, kiksiv kamrinan. We quote the pasuk as it says, and the pasuk in Yeshaya says yoytzar uvari choshech. Ask the Gemara, Elam Ato, if that's the proper way to look at it. Ois Shalom Avari Ra. The pasuk says, Ois Shalom, God created peace and created badness. Mikamin Kriksiv. Yet when we daven, do we say, the, as it says in the pasuk, El Ksiv Ra? In the pasuk it says, Uvari Ra, God created badness, evil. The Karinan Hakol. We say, Ois Shalom Avari Hakol. He created everything. Why do we switch from the word Ra to the word Akol? Because Lishnam Alya, we want to recite a nicer word, and we, instead of the word Ra. Hachanami, here too, Lema Noiga, should we say Noiga, which is a Lishnam Alya, which is a nicer language than Ra? El Amar Rava, what's the reason we say Yoytzar Avari Choshech Kedei Lehaskem Midas Yoyim B'Layla or Midas Layla B'Yoyim. When we say we want to mention both darkness and night and light, both by day and both by night. Ask the Gemara Bishlam Midas Layla B'Yoyim. We understand we want to mention night by day, Kerminin, because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says Yoytzar Avari Choshech El Midas Yoyim B'Layla. Where we find in the Meir of Davening that we say, we mention day by night, answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, in the Bruch we say, Hashem removes light from before darkness, the Choshech before Or, and he moves darkness before light. And the reason we are so careful to mention both, because in ancient times, people believed there was one God who created day, one God created light, and there was another God that created darkness, created night. So we specifically mention both at day and night to show it's really one God who created both. Vidach Mahi, what is the other Birchas Krishma by the Krishma Shal Shachris? Om Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, Ahava Rabba. The second bracha begins with the words Ahava Rabba. The Ken Oirele Rav Elazar Rav Pedas Berei, and that is what Rav Elazar taught his son Rav Pedas, Ahava Rabba. Tanya Nami Hachi, similarly we learned in a brisa, Ein Omer Ahavas Oilam, we will not begin with the words Ahavas Oilam, Elo, we begin with the words Ahava Rabba. Rabbanan Amri, and the Rabbanan say, the right nusach, the right way to begin the second bracha is with Ahavas Oilam. The Kain Omer, and so it says in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the Havas Oilam Aftich, I love you and eternally love, a Kain Meshachticha Chesed, therefore I have drawn you into kindness. Taisha says, since there is a nusach of a Havas Oilam and a Havas Rabba, so Taisha says, what the right thing to do is to say by Shakris a Havas Rabba, and by Meirev to say a Havas Oilam. In Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that everybody agrees that at night we say Ahavas Olam. However, what to say by Shachris is there are many different customs. It seems that in Sfaradisha circles, in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they always say Ahavas Olam. In Drama says in Ashkenazi circles, we say Ahavas Rabba. And other people, Api Minig Ari, make a difference between the week and in Shabbos and Yontov. During the week they say I have a rabba, and in Shabbos and Yontov they say I have a oilam. Since we mentioned this bracha of I have a oilam, I have a rabba, continues the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Hishkim Lishnois. If somebody gets up in the morning to learn Torah, actually Kara Krishma, if he did not yet say Krishma, Tzarech Levarech, he has to make Birchus Krishma. Mishikara Krishma, but once he said Krishma, and he said the brach of Ahava Rabba before the Krishma, as we just learned, and at Tzarech Levarech, he doesn't have to make Birchus Krishma anymore. Shikra Nifta Ahava Rabba, because he already said Ahava Rabba. Because in Ahava Rabba we say, the same, we ask Hashem, the same Bilibeinu put in our hearts, Luma Dalame, to learn and to teach, Lishma Lasois, Lukayim is called the Risal Matar Secha. So, since we already mentioned the Birchus Krishma, the point of Birchus HaTorah and Ahava Rabba, we do not repeat it again. Perhaps at the end of Shia we will speak about this halacha a little more. Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzarech Levarech. If somebody is studying Torah Shebiksav, he has to make Birchus HaTorah. Lemidrash, but if somebody is studying Midrash and it's Tzarech Levarech, he does not have to say Birchus HaTorah. Midrash means Mechilta, Safra, Safri, which expound on the Torah Shebiksav, and he holds that before learning those things, there's no requirement to say Birchus HaTorah. Rav Elazar Omer, Lemekra, Lemidrash, Tzarech Levarech, both for Torah Shebiksav and for the Midrash, which expounds the Torah Shebiksav, one has to say Birchus HaTorah. The Mishnah, one who learns Mishnayis, Ainat Tzarech Levarech. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afla Mishnah Tzam, Itzarech Levarech. If one is learning Mishnah, before learning Mishnah, one has to say the Birchus HaTorah. Avla Talmud, and Itzarech Levarech. But if he's learning Talmud, the Gemara, he does not have to make Birchus HaTorah. For Rav Amar, Afla Talmud, Itzarech Levarech. Even for Talmud, one must make Birchus HaTorah. Domra, Rav Chi Bar Ashi, Rav approves his point. From what Rav Chi Bar Ashi said, Zivnas again Gin Havakaim Kamei the Rav, many times I was before Rav, Lasnuya Pirkin Besifa de Rav, who was going to teach us Sifa de Rav, the Sifra of Rav's Yeshiva, and have a Kamagdim Kamesh Yadai, he would get up and wash his hands, or Baruch and say the Birchus HaTorah, or Masma and Pirkin, and he'd teach us the Parak that he was going to teach us. Now the Gemara tells us what is exactly the Nusach of the Birchus Krishma. My Mevarech, what is the bracha that one makes? Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Asher Klishonim Mitzvoisav, V'tzivanu Lasoik V'divrei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us holy with his mitzvahs and commanded us to involve ourselves with the words of Torah. Rav Yochanan Masayim Bahakan, Rav Yochanan would continue this way. HaRevna Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Torah Tzchibafinu, may Hashem make the words of Torah sweet in our mouths, or fierce and in the mouths of all of Klal Yisrael. V'niyah anachnu v'tzatzoeinu v'tzatzoi anch beis Yisrael. May we and our children and our grandchildren and the grandchildren of all of your nation, kolonu yodei shmecha, may we people who know your name, and people who learn Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, am lama Torah alam Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna, Omar, Rav Hamnuna says, another bracha was said. What was the bracha? Ashabacha ban mikol amim. Hashem has chosen us, selected us from all nations of the world, for Nasalana Tarasai and gave us his Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem, we thank you Hashem, Noisena Torah. Omar, Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Me'ula Shem Brachas. This is the best of the brachas. The bracha of the Harebna has, this bracha has both. It has a blessing to Hashem and a thanks and a bakasha. Hekach L'Memrakana, since all three blessings are mentioned, Nemrena L'Kula, we should say all three, which is exactly what we do. That, and just for the halach l'maisa, in Shulchan Aruch it says that one should say the Birchas HaTorah no matter what he's learning, whether it's Mikra, Mishnah, or Gemara. Shulchan Aruch also says that if one is writing Divrei Torah, even though he's not reading them, he should make a bracha. But if one is only thinking Divrei Torah, he does not have to make Birchas HaTorah. But even in the writing, the Pesach can explain, that is only if somebody is writing in a way to learn and to understand what he's learning. But if somebody is just a cipher or somebody just copying over notes and he doesn't want, and he's not attempting to understand what he's writing, he's just doing it like a machine, he does not have to make the Birchas HaTorah because that's not considered learning. Similarly, it's mutter, it's permitted to do a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah, even though a mitzvah does presumably involve thinking about Torah, but since we just explained, thinking about Torah does not include, is not mechuyav Birchas HaTorah, one may perform a mitzvah without saying Birchas HaTorah. There's a question, slichus, when people come to shul early in the days before Rosh Hashanah, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, to say slichus, it is preferable to say Birchas HaTorah before the Slichas, because in the Slichas many Psukim are mentioned. The Gemara will now speak about a Mishnah, which speaks about the brachas that the Kohanim made in the Beis HaMikdash with the Krishma Shel Shacharis. Tanan Hosam. We learned in the Mishnah. Amlam Amunah. Amunah was the deputy Kohen Gadol. Baruch Baruch Akas. Since the Kohanim were busy in preparing the Kabbonis, they did not have time to say all the brachas Krishma, so he told them to make one bracha, Vein Baruchu, which they would do, the Kara Saras Dibris, and they would say the Saras Dibris, the Ten Commandments, Shema, V'hoyim Shemoy V'yoyimah, the three paragraphs of the Krishma, the brachas Om Sholos Brachas, then they would recite three brachas for the people. Most mefarshim say that those three brachas, we'll talk soon what those three brachas are. Emes for Yatziv, Davoida, or Brachas Kahanim. They would say Emes for Yatziv. They would say the Avoida, if we would say Hashem Elokeinu, as Avoida Am Chabes Yisrael, Ishi Yisrael's Philosophs, Kabel, Baruch Ata Hashem Kabel, Avoida Am Yisrael Baratzoin, and then they would say Brachas Kahanim, Yivarach Hashem, over Shabbos, on a Shabbos, Sifa Bracha Achas L'Mishma Yotze. The families of the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis, 24 rotations, every week a different Mishmar would do the Avoida. On Shabbos they would switch. So Shabbos by Musaf, they would give a blessing to the Mishmar that was leaving. My bracha achas. What was the one bracha? In the Braisa we said there was one bracha mentioned before the Shema. Not like us, who we normally make two brachas before the Krishma Shel Shacharis. They rather only said one bracha. What was it? Ki hadar of Abba, Rav Yosef bar Abba, Rav Yosef bar Abba, Ikla hu Asra. Rav Abba and Rav Yosef bar Abba came to a certain place. Bominei, my bracha achas. What was the one bracha that the Karim said? Lahava b'yaday. They did not know. Also Shaila Ramasna, they went and asked Ramasna Lahava b'yaday. He too did not know the answer. Also Shaila of Yehuda, they asked Rav Yehuda, Amaluhu Hacham Shmuel, the bracha to be said would be the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, which speaks about the Torah as we just spoke before. Amar Rav Zeika, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, the bracha that they said, since the Kohanim only said one bracha, the bracha that was said was Yotzar. We will end our Geshit with this, but just as I mentioned earlier, the Gemara said that if somebody said the Birchas Kriyishma, specifically the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, prior to saying Birchas HaTorah, he does not have to say Birchas HaTorah after Krishma. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that when does Ahava Rabbah exempt one from saying the Birchas HaTorah? That is if somebody learned immediately after saying the Krishma. However, if one does not learn after davening, he is not exempt from immediately after davening, he's not exempt from saying the Krishma. Tosfos also mentions a very interesting point regarding Birchas HaTorah. Tosfos asks, we know that if somebody on Sukkos, Tosfos says, goes to the Sukkah in the morning, he makes a bracha and he's going to eat, he makes a bracha bread or mezainis, he makes a bracha shek lishonah mitzvah tzvonu leishev besukkah. If he goes out and comes back an hour or two later for lunch, he makes the bracha again. Why, asked Tosfos, don't we have the same rule by Birchas HaTorah? Why isn't there a rule that every time somebody sits down to learn, he should have to make a bracha again? Answers Tosfos, and this is an important lesson in our attitude towards Torah, that Torah is something that we never stop thinking about. Even if a person is occupied, whether with a job, or eating, or sleeping, or any other thing that he's doing, he should always be thinking, and he's always connected to the Torah. And that's why the Birchas HaTorah that he makes in the morning works for the whole day. But eating in a sukkah, you eat, you finish eating, and it's over. And that's why every time you make a new bracha on eating. Tosfos interestingly asks, since there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah, why don't we make a bracha, lishon b'sikkah, to sleep in the sukkah? So Tosfos says, one answer Tosfos says, that the bracha when we make on eating also works for when we sleep. Also Tosfos adds, because sleeping, the person may not be able to fall asleep. And if he made a bracha lishon b'sukkah, and then he can't fall asleep, it will turn out that his bracha is a bracha levatala. Tosfos here also quotes a famous Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rabbeinu Tam said that Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning work until the next morning, And therefore Tosfos says that if somebody gets up and goes to sleep, and then gets up and it's not yet morning, he doesn't have to make Birchas HaTorah, because yesterday's Birchas HaTorah works till tomorrow morning Birchas HaTorah. The reason why Birchas HaTorah, the Mefarshim explained, specifically according to Rabbeinu Tam, is different than everything else in Jewish law, where Jewish law, the night comes before the day, and here the day comes before the night, is because it says regarding Torah, Gisa ba yoimam v'olayla. So you should learn Torah day and night. So day comes before night. The Mefarshim, the Pesach and Paskin, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, but rather if somebody does go to sleep at night and he wakes up before morning, even though it's not morning yet, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, yesterday's morning's Birchas HaTorah still work, he should say Birchas HaTorah again. On the other hand, if he did not go to sleep, which this is the common shaila on Shavuos by night when people are up all night learning and they daven without having gone to sleep, we are machmer not to say Birchas HaTorah again. We're careful to hear Birchas HaTorah for somebody else who did sleep. One more thing, the Brichas Torah Harevna, we say V'Harevna, we say with a Vav, because it may be a connection to the previous Bracha, and therefore Amen should not be said.